Launch countdown is at 2 minutes and 30 seconds and counting. 2 minutes and 30 seconds and counting. This is Mercury Control.
I don't know any words for this except the trite ones. Tension is mounting here at Cape Canaveral. We've heard that phrase so many times before, but I don't know any circumstance to which it applies quite like this. If there's any man on this Cape at this moment that is not feeling the anxiety for Colonel Glenn as we go into 1 minute and 50 seconds before the launch time, I'll be very much surprised. 1 minute 45 seconds now. And the countdown is proceeding. The weather is perfect at Cape Canaveral. The weather is absolutely perfect here and downrange. There's plenty of time. It's 1 minute and 30 seconds now. Plenty of time for the three orbits. Should be pointed out that John Glenn can be brought back at the end of either the first or second orbit if for any reason it is thought that's necessary. 1 minute and 15 seconds now. 1 minute and 10 seconds. It is possible that he would not go into orbit at all. If that is chosen after he gets up over Bermuda, he can be brought back safely. 1 minute.
ME-6 launch countdown is T-minus 1 minute and counting. T-minus 1 minute and counting. All systems are reported in a go condition. John Glenn reports he is ready. This is Mercury Control.
And now it's 45 seconds. And now it's 35 seconds. 30 seconds.
This is Mercury Control. The MA-6 count, T-minus 30 and counting. T-minus 30 seconds and counting.
It's a few seconds late. It's 20 seconds now.
The Mercury spacecraft 15. Umbilical is out. We're at T-minus 19 seconds. T minus 10 seconds, counting. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Lift off the MA-6 vehicle.
Like a good flight. Oh, go, baby.
MA-6 vehicle is still climbing nicely.
We can see up there the contrails of jet fighter craft that are following this first stage of flight.
MA-6 vehicle is climbing nicely, has passed through the area of maximum dynamic pressures. Pilot John Glenn is reporting all systems go. Is giving routine reports, reading off his instruments. John Glenn reports the flight very smooth now.
That burst of contrail you see there is as the rocket,
the MA-6,
clears the atmosphere.
Proceeding on its pre-planned trajectory.
It's on target, on trajectory.
John Glenn reports his cabin pressure now holding at 6.1 pounds per square inch.
All reports from Mercury Control sound good.
MA-6 vehicle is still climbing on its trajectory. John Glenn reports the G-forces building now to 6. Booster engine cutoff has been confirmed by the pilot. To Telemetry indications in the Mercury Control Center have confirmed booster engine staging. The pilot has confirmed booster engine staging.
That means that the two big booster engines that got Glenn off the pad have now dropped away.
The pilot reports that the escape tower has separated. Our telemetry in the Mercury Control Center confirms that the tower has separated.
That's the escape tower that Glenn no longer needs. He can bring that capsule back safely from the height he has reached now, which is about 100 miles. He's now nearly 500 miles downrange, nearly 100 miles.
The vehicle is now climbing on its trajectory. 3 minutes and 5 seconds of flight time. It is flying on its pre-planned trajectory. The pilot reports that the G-forces are building up once again under the acceleration of the sustainer engine. Bermuda reports that it has acquired telemetry signals from the spacecraft. John Glenn reports everything looks good.
You saw his nurse, Dee O'Hara, there as she happily watched this launch, as we all did. A most successful launch. In another minute now, Glenn will reach the next critical stage, which is whether he will make this orbit or not. According, though, to Powers' announcements from Mercury Control, if the trajectory is proper...
The MA-6 vehicle is climbing nicely on its trajectory. John Glenn reports his fuel system as planned. His oxygen system is all okay. He reports his electrical power all okay.
If this trajectory is as good as it appears...
The station reports it has a valid track on the MA-6 vehicle.
Then apparently Glenn will go into orbit. That critical stage will be reached in another 30 seconds. At that time...
John Glenn reports his cabin pressure holding at 5.8 pounds per square inch.
At that moment of going into orbit through the keyhole, the directors here have 20 seconds to determine that the orbit is correct, or they order Glenn back.
John Glenn reports all systems are go. The MA-6 vehicle is approaching its sustainer engine cutoff point. John reports all systems in the spacecraft are go. The flight trajectory still looks good.
He should be over Bermuda now.
We have a report from the Mercury spacecraft that the sustainer engine has cut off as planned. John Glenn reports zero G and I feel fine. He says the view is tremendous.
He's got clear weather to look at the Atlantic. He can see all the way up
the coast. Glenn reports he could see the booster turning around behind him. He advised that he thought the sight of the booster falling away behind him was a beautiful sight to see.
The booster will follow the spacecraft through all three of its orbits, growing a slight distance further
John
away.
John Glenn reports he can see a very large cloud pattern clear back toward Cape Canaveral and says it's a beautiful sight.
We should have a report.
Astronaut John Glenn now reports his spacecraft has turned around. The blunt heat shield is facing the direction of flight and is tilted up about 34 degrees above horizontal. This is the desired pre-planned orbital attitude. All indications here are that we will be able to confirm orbit within a matter of a couple of minutes. This is Mercury Control.
And that is the announcement we wait for. Obviously, the men in Mercury Control themselves know at this time pretty definitely that an orbit has taken place. But they will confirm it to us, as you heard, in a couple of minutes. They have only a few seconds, actually, to make a choice on whether to continue to go after the orbit attitude has been assumed, because after that, if they desire to bring him back, he would land on the continent of Africa. And while the spacecraft is perfectly capable of landing on ground, the landing would be rather hard, and they prefer to land at sea. Furthermore, they don't particularly care for the thought of having to search out the spacecraft in the vast reaches of the African continent. Although, with the equipment they have available, they can pinpoint within a very short distance, within perhaps a mile.
This is
the actual landing position.
We'd like to confirm the liftoff time as 9:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at Cape Canaveral. Liftoff time 9:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Friendship 7 spacecraft, and its pilot John Glenn, is now in contact with Bermuda. This is Mercury Control.
9:47 a.m. was the liftoff time. Our countdown, Mercury Control's countdown, had proceeded to a 9:45 liftoff, and where we slipped 2 minutes, this correspondent is a little bit unable to report. Perhaps John Powers, Colonel Powers in Mercury Control, will clarify that two-minute slippage for us later on in the morning. It certainly is unimportant at this time. The important thing now is John Glenn in a successful orbit or not? That orbit must be absolutely perfect. The tolerances are very, very thin. They're not quite, not the same situation as launching Shepard and Grissom, for instance, because there, a small error on a 15-minute flight is hardly to be reckoned, and it could be almost certain that they could be found and recovered. But on this flight, a very small error in direction or in speed at the liftoff would be magnified thousands of times in these 81,000 miles around the Earth and could throw the entire orbit off. We expect to hear Glenn's voice shortly from T-minus 10 on. His voice is being recorded in Mercury Control and will occasionally be played back to us as these orbits go on. That will be the choice of the Mercury Project directors, whether they will make that possible for us or not. That is to protect Glenn so that he need not be thinking about being on the air all the time and can concentrate on his own reports, his scientific reports. As you see here, we have a animation, a drawing of what Glenn is watching at this time in the capsule.
Roger, EPI is started.
He is reporting. We're expecting to hear John Glenn's voice very shortly now. It will be picking up his voice at T-minus.
Roger, scope is retracting. The scope is retracted, light is out.
That's John Glenn.
Roger, we show valid TM on scope retract.
Roger.
Sounds as if Mercury Control had a little trouble with their tape and feeding it back to us. That's not the way John Glenn sounded on liftoff. That was a tape being speeded up as it was played back for us, the American audience, and we will undoubtedly have that tape re-racked and hear more of it a little later on. The animation you see is John Glenn, or an astronaut, represented in the Mercury capsule. He's got that big clock that tells him the seconds since liftoff. That is so that at the precise seconds and minutes throughout this 4 hours and 50 minutes that he'll be up there for three orbits, he can perform the functions requested of him. He will be a very busy man during these 4 hours and 50 minutes. This is no joyride for him. He has many specific functions to perform. Besides looking at all those dials and reporting back to Mercury Control through the vast network of 18 tracking stations around the world, he must report on his own health and conditions, his own reactions, his reactions to weightlessness.
This is Mercury Control.
Here's a note.
I have the figures on the cutoff conditions, that is the engine cutoff conditions on the MA-6 vehicle, and the orbital velocity and insertion details. Atlas 109D, carrying the Friendship 7 spacecraft, cut its final engine off approximately 503 miles east of Cape Canaveral at an altitude of approximately 100 miles. Its velocity at that time was approximately 17,500 miles. That means that the orbit of the Friendship 7 spacecraft will vary from a low altitude of about 100 miles to a peak altitude of about 160 miles. We estimate at this time that the period of the orbit will be approximately 89 minutes. All of these numbers will undoubtedly be clarified somewhat as we get more data on the orbit. Under current conditions, John Glenn in the Friendship 7 spacecraft is traveling at a velocity of 17,545 miles an hour and is in an orbit ranging from 100 miles at the perigee or low point to an altitude of 160 miles at its apogee or high point. At this time, we have the tape recording of John Glenn's voice as he lifted off from Cape Canaveral and flew the first 6 or 7 minutes of his flight. This is Mercury Control standing by while you hear this tape.
Operating. We're underway.
Roger, reading you loud and clear.
Roger, we're programming and roll okay.
Long as 7 to 14 days, but today, this day, this flight marks the beginning of our orbital space
attempt. This is Mercury Control. The MA-6 launch countdown is at 2 minutes and 30 seconds and counting.
2 minutes and 30 seconds and counting.
This is Mercury Control.
The moment nears. The moment approaches. It's quiet. The press site now has quieted down. Off in the distance, we can hear noises, but very mild ones. Overhead, surrounding the Cape, some aircraft far away. The countdown at 2 minutes. T-minus 2 minutes. Tea time. Time for a launch. And soon now, very soon, we can expect the launch sequence to begin. For those of you who might have tuned in just a little late, may I repeat for you what we expect to see during these next few minutes if that countdown continues to zero. We expect first to hear that countdown reach zero with a clock time announced from Mercury Control. And then we expect to watch as we reach ignition, fire in the tail, clamps release, and slowly but surely, the 200,000 pounds worth of rocket, 93 feet tall, white, spilling ice as it goes from the liquid oxygen that has frozen to its sides, moving up off the deck, moving slowly toward space. 2.5 minutes inside at an altitude of some 50 miles.
Mercury Control, MA-6 launch countdown is T-minus 1 minute and counting. T-minus 1 minute and counting. All systems are reported in a go condition. John Glenn reports he is ready. This is Mercury Control.
If he's ready, so are we. We'll stand by, even as you, watching the picture, seeing what transpires. There's no need for further words or description here. This event will tell its own story. The story of the U.S. attempt to put American John Glenn in orbit.
This is Mercury Control, the MA-6 count, T-minus 30 and counting. T-minus 30 seconds and counting.
John Powers reporting to us from Mercury Control.
The Mercury spacecraft umbilical is out. We're at T-minus 19 seconds.
The cords, in other words, that connect it to the ground are released. It's on its own internal power now.
T-minus 10 seconds, counting. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. The MA-6 vehicle has lifted off. The MA-6 vehicle has lifted off. Trajectory looks good.
Big engines burning clean and hot, pushing the Friendship 7 spacecraft ever faster toward space. Moving toward altitude 100 miles and speed 17,500 miles an hour for a planned space flight that will take Colonel John Glenn around the world in 90 minutes. Trajectory A-OK, reports Mercury Control. History perhaps being written at this moment here at Cape Canaveral as Project Mercury reaches a climax with its launching operation. And now, 1 minute out, about 10 miles high, speed beginning to pick up into the thousands of miles an hour range, and contrails beginning to show on the sky.
MA-6 vehicle is climbing nicely, has passed through the area of maximum dynamic pressures. Pilot John Glenn is reporting all systems go, is giving routine reports, reading off his instruments.
Watch now for the outboard engines to cut off.
John Glenn reports the flight very smooth now.
On your screen, you should see what looks like a small explosion. It will be, as explosive bolts will release booster engines, cutting them loose.
The MA-6 launch vehicle is proceeding on its pre-planned trajectory. And Glenn reports his cabin pressure now holding at 6.1 pounds per square inch.
2 minutes. Booster burnout will take place at 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and we should have a...
The MA-6 vehicle is still climbing on its trajectory. John Glenn reports the G-forces building now to 6. Booster engine cutoff has been confirmed by the pilot.
Booster engine cutoff, and now we're looking for a
telemetry indications in the Mercury Control Center have confirmed booster engine staging. The pilot has confirmed booster engine staging. The pilot reports that the escape tower has separated. Our telemetry in the Mercury Control Center confirms that the tower has separated.
This time we have lost visibility here at Cape Canaveral, but John Powers keeping us advised. For now, Colonel Glenn is truly on his way.
The MA-6 vehicle is now climbing on its trajectory. 3 minutes and 5 seconds of flight time. It is flying on its pre-planned trajectory. The pilot reports that the G-forces are building up once again under the acceleration of the sustainer engine. Bermuda reports that it has acquired telemetry signals from the spacecraft. John Glenn reports everything looks good.
Moving out now to the outer fringes of atmosphere, John Glenn, soon to be very much alone. In space, he will know a loneliness we earthbound human beings can only guess at. Radio contact, however, with his fellow astronauts from the tracking station will be his contact. He's pulling 8 times the force of gravity. The forces of acceleration pushing him with a force above that of gravity 8 times.
The MA-6 vehicle is climbing nicely on its trajectory. John Glenn reports his fuel system as planned. His oxygen system is all okay. He reports his electrical power all okay.
Very soon now, from weighing...
The Bermuda station reports it has a valid track on the MA-6 vehicle.
Everything going well, according to Colonel Powers in Mercury Control. Going extremely well. And very soon now, we may have...
John Glenn reports his cabin pressure holding at 5.8 pounds per square inch.
Like a good test pilot, Glenn reporting back his condition, telling us what's going on inside the spacecraft. The word being relayed from Mercury Control to you.
John Glenn reports all systems are go. The MA-6 vehicle is approaching its sustainer engine cutoff point. John reports all systems in the spacecraft are go. The flight trajectory still looks good.
It looks like a good launch all the way. We'll wait for sustainer burnout announcement.
We have a report from the Mercury spacecraft that the sustainer engine has cut off as planned.
The big engines have now done their job.
John Glenn reports zero G and I feel fine. He says the view is tremendous.
Direct reports from astronaut Glenn, now coming up on the critical final phase of the powered flight portion.
Glenn reports he could see the booster turning around behind him. He advised that he thought the sight of the booster falling away behind him was a beautiful sight to see.
His spacecraft in position where this mission, should anything be even slightly wrong, could still be aborted, but everything looks perfect. In just a moment or two now, we can expect the
John Glenn reports he can see a very large cloud pattern clear back toward Cape Canaveral and says it's a beautiful sight.
Especially to have behind him, since that could have given us so much trouble but did not here at the Cape this morning.
Astronaut John Glenn now reports his spacecraft has turned around. The blunt heat shield is facing the direction of flight and is tilted up about 34 degrees above horizontal. This is the desired pre-planned orbital attitude. All indications here are that we will be able to confirm orbit within a matter of a couple of minutes. This is Mercury Control.
The critical phase passed. Flight Director Chris Kraft observing every facet of this operation. The spacecraft now passing beyond the first major time of decision. It looks good. John Glenn, U.S. astronauts in space. His altitude right now should be somewhere in the order of 100 miles above the Earth. Still climbing. His velocity, speed, 17,500 miles an hour. By comparison, Alan Shepard, Gus Grissom on their suborbital flights flew about one-fourth or less of that, somewhere in the range of 4,500 miles per hour, but they went to the same altitude. The visibility from that height, something great to behold. And here at the Cape, we stand somewhat in awe of this moment, for all of us fervently prayed that this launch would be as successful as it seems now to have been.
This is Mercury Control. We'd like to confirm the liftoff time as 9:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at Cape Canaveral. Liftoff time, 9:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Friendship 7 spacecraft, its pilot John Glenn, is now in contact with Bermuda. This is Mercury Control.
And now, at that point, as he checks Bermuda, Glenn should be checking his control systems, both manual and automatic, controlling them with the small manual device in his right-hand control handle, checking pitch and yaw and roll attitude. In other words, the ways in which the spacecraft can move. That's what he should be doing, and we'll be getting confirmation shortly that he was able to perform these missions, that actually the announcement we're waiting for now will be really the very first report of how the man performs under weightless conditions. There will be many more to come if this orbit is as good as we expect it to be. This will be a long flight. It will be a long day as the nation watches and shares the moment. We're observing carefully now. That's where Glenn should be at this moment in his trajectory. Standing by to catch him around the world, 18 tracking stations, all waiting, all ready, all go. Bermuda was the first of these. There's a ship in the Atlantic Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean ship. Grand Canary Islands, Kano, Nigeria, Zanzibar, other far-off names moving around the world, Mushe and Woomera in Australia, Canton Island in the Pacific, and Hawaii, California, Guaymas, Mexico, White Sands, New Mexico.
We hope very shortly to have a first recording from Glenn's voice during this flight. We've been advised that we may have this for you momentarily. So I'm standing by to switch you to that voice recording just as soon as we can get it. These recordings are made and provided from Mercury Control. Astronaut's voice coming up in 5 seconds. We're waiting for the voice.
Roger, EPI is started.
This is Glenn's voice coming up now on the PA system.
Small problem getting the recording to playback. This will be Glenn's voice at some portion of his...
Roger, scope is retracting. The scope is retracted, light is out.
Roger, we show third valid TM on scope retract.
Roger.
Scope retracting. The periscope.
1-0.
Lift off. Roger, the clock.
No way.
And obviously in the hurry to get this recording played back to you, some small technical problems in Mercury Control for the playback. Problems, however, of our broadcast, not of their operation. They had a good launch this morning. A real good one. We expect throughout the flight, as a matter of fact, to bring a number of these recordings to you as Glenn flies around the world, his flight taking some 90 minutes approximately. The recordings will be brought in from the tracking stations to Mercury Control as part of the communications network. They're recorded, and we're advised now that in just a few more seconds we can hear once again from Mercury Control, either with an announcement or perhaps another recording. We're not quite sure which. However, let's stand by for that Mercury Control announcement upcoming. While we stand by, since it's not coming through right on schedule, I'll...
This is Mercury Control. I have the figures on the cutoff conditions, that is the engine cutoff conditions on the MA-6 vehicle, and the orbital velocity and insertion details. Atlas 109D, carrying the Friendship 7 spacecraft, cut its final engine off approximately 503 miles east of Cape Canaveral at an altitude of approximately 100 miles. Its velocity at that time was approximately 17,500 miles. That means that the orbit of the Friendship 7 spacecraft will vary from a low altitude of about 100 miles to a peak altitude of about 160 miles. We estimate at this time that the period of the orbit will be approximately 89 minutes. All of these numbers will undoubtedly be clarified somewhat as we get more data on the orbit. Under current conditions, John Glenn in the Friendship 7 spacecraft is traveling at a velocity of 17,545 miles an hour and is in an orbit ranging from 100 miles at the perigee or low point to an altitude of 160 miles at its apogee or high point. At this time, we have the tape recording of John Glenn's voice as he lifted off from Cape Canaveral and flew the first 6 or 7 minutes of his flight. This is Mercury Control standing by while you hear this tape.